discussion going here.
I'm rocking Buffy, tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know when the signal's gonna hit.
No one.
double life. All that luck and trouble with your razor knife. Once you cross the threshold, there's no turning back. There ain't no existence. All your lies are black. And I ain't gonna be playing that game no more. Know what it is, know how to use the law.
place I wanna be. I'm gonna talk to the ferryman. He'll be expecting me. I'm crossing over. The side, the other side, life is better there on the other side, the grass. And I'll get even there on the other side. And everything will turn out alright on the other side. I'm crossing over now to the other side.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Indigo that flows between my limbs and
skin. The sharper the air gets, the more I tend to squint as if I've lost my eyes. I'm looking for places to belong. Sunday afternoon, I'll leave you staring down the line. You change the color of my skin. As the pattern gets subtle, skin.
thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Yeah, I feel you change. I'm looking through you. Yeah, I'm looking through you. You change.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolises you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Come home with something on your mind, and darling, tell me, why are you crying? You said this is serious, no time for fun. Well, trying to tell me something that I've done. Things you've heard couldn't be denied. Before your opinion, listen to my side. You must believe me, no matter what the people might. Girl, you're wrong to believe what they say. Oh, you see, nothing could ever be that bad. The talk is now all over town. Darling, you know I'll never put you down. For her and me was at the party as guests. There's nothing else to say about this kind of mess. You must believe. We'll be right back.
change for all of the angles of your life to sway. Two times your pride it takes until all the pieces of your heart,
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Diet fed by crippling. the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues, getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. The Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. One of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're
is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.